Hello and welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 19th year. As always, I'm your host, Jess Marquez, and our guest today is Leighton Webb, Vice President and General Manager of iGaming and Sports Betting for PayNearMe, to talk about the latest trends in the online payment space, the increasing importance of protecting against fraud and bad actors, and the relationship between payment processes and huge events such as the Super Bowl. Today's GGB podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. As the U.S. gaming industry continues its digital transformation and evolution, the need for frictionless payment processes has never been more pronounced. As a leading provider of digital payment systems, PayNearMe is at the forefront of this movement, and Leighton Webb, the company's Vice President and General Manager of iGaming and Sports Betting, has been a central figure of this success. He and I spoke at the ICE London Trade Show in February.
Leighton, thank you so much for joining me here again. This is, I believe, our third or fourth or something like that conversation, and it's always good to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, you guys got a lot of stuff going on, and there's obviously, if you can't notice by the background noise, we're right here in the middle of ICE 2024. It's kind of tough. We were just chatting. It's kind of tough to get a cohesive thought through here because there's so much thing going on. But I want to have a couple questions for you today.
Sure.
Last time we spoke was late last year, and you guys had just put out a study about payment experiences and kind of the impact on player loyalty, which I thought was a fascinating study, really well done. Kind of a quick two-part question.
Sure.
First, kind of what's been the feedback that you guys have gotten so far, if any, and kind of... how would you define the cutting edge of digital payments, obviously, in 2024? Because that's kind of the ethos of the study is like you have to kind of be at the cutting edge if you want to enhance player loyalty. So how would you define that?
Yeah, the feedback to the study has been great. You know, there's, I would say, relative, you know, iGaming and sports betting are still relatively new in the U.S. So anytime that there's primary market research, it's always very, very well received in the industry. And I think some key takeaways that come out of that research, which goes to your second question, is, you know, even with advancements in payments and payment methods, it still comes back down to kind of the fundamentals of player choice, making sure you have all the tenders that people know and trust available to them. And that could be, you know, debit card, PayPal, but it also goes to cash. And there are players out there that even though they can sit on their couch and make a deposit using PayPal, they still prefer to use cash for whatever reason, if that's the case. So to me, the innovation is in many ways getting back to the basics and making sure that your cashier, your experience with the player is intuitive, it's straightforward, it's easy, it's seamless, it's immediate, all of the things that you would expect in an online experience or a mobile experience to begin with, and making sure that we're delivering that in our category of iGaming and sports betting.
So you touched a little bit on the cash, obviously I was getting into that next, but what kind of, I guess, just overarching, what kind of role does cash play in the digital payment ecosystem at this stage? And if you could broadcast like a couple of years into the future, like, do you see that role changing or diminishing at all in the coming years?
You know, I don't. It plays an important role. We work with the majority of all of the operators today for our cash at retail product, in addition to other payment tenders that we offer through the MoneyLion platform. But I don't see it going anywhere, whether it's online or brick and mortar. There's something, obviously it's a tactile experience that people like, especially when it comes to betting. There's a segment of that audience that likes to use cash. It could also be for budgeting purposes. It could be for the immediacy of it. There's a whole host of reasons, but I think there will always be a place for cash. People still want to transact in cash. And again, it's about player choice. It's obviously making sure that all those key payment types, those tenders, those brands that people are used to using are available to the player.
Well, and it, you know, you guys touch a lot about, you know, offering all the available options and kind of catering to all different sorts of players. And I would imagine that the difficult part for someone like yourself and PayNearMe on the digital side is like the older generations obviously have a lot of cash and that's kind of their, you touched on this kind of the ethos of their betting experience, but they're also the ones who have the most free capital, and you know I would assume it's kind of tough to eradicate that given
it's ingrained in their behavior. It's like their condition. They're used to using it that way. But there's obviously a segment of players that want to use Venmo. They want to use an alternative payment method. And so again, it's making sure as you think about your audience and the different segments of your audience as an operator, you know, what are those payment tenders that they prefer? Because not, you know, one size does not fit all. People have different preferences. And, you know, it's about choice. And I do some parallels here. Even if you look at, you know, I was just looking at my banking app the other day, and they have a pop-up in there that says, hey, if you want to go down to the local CVS and make a cash deposit, you can do that. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. You know, who goes into the bank anymore to make a deposit? But clearly people do. Yeah. They you know, they want to have that experience. And the flip, the inverse of that is also true. If they don't have a payment method, an experience that they're used to, there's too much competition in the market, right? They're going to leave and go somewhere else. And it also goes to loyalty. So I think it's kind of twofold. It's one, yes, when you acquire customers to make sure those payments are available, but it's making sure you have the best possible experience so that those players stay with you and they don't go over to a competitive site. So kind of both are equally as important.
Definitely. And if we know anything, that people are particular about their preferences, it's with their money, for sure.
100%.
So this next question obviously could be its own entire 3-hour podcast, and I'm sure many people are doing, but obviously, as we speak, the Super Bowl is this upcoming weekend. Regardless of outcome, payouts, whatever, this has obviously the chance, given the growth of iGaming and sports betting in the U.S., to be one of the biggest events ever in terms of mobile bets and payouts.
Yeah.
In terms of single day events, what kind of lessons are, like, once the game is over, because this will obviously air after the game, but what kind of lessons and or takeaways do you think that platforms or operators will take away from the weekend?
Yeah, well, you know, from our perspective in payments, you almost don't want to exist. I mean, the customer doesn't really know
they don't
what's happening.
Think about it.
Right,
yeah.
Don't think about it. It's immediate. And so I think it's, you know, you want to have obviously an error-free weekend, meaning there are a lot of people, a lot of new players that are going to be coming in experiencing your application and getting through, of course, KYC is a big step, but then also making that successful first deposit. So making sure that there are no hitches, right? That you're getting through, you don't have any outages, it's reliable, and people are able to do that very quickly and very easily. And then the backside of that is also true. And, you know, people who win, that there is an immediacy in terms of, I receive my winnings, you know, positive feedback, positive experience. And I think what's really interesting about this Super Bowl is kind of the Taylor Swift impact, right? There might be a lot of people coming in who aren't sports bettors, right?
Exactly.
First-time users. And their expectation, I always say this, is other experiences that they have across the internet at large, across mobile. And what I mean by that is, hey, when I go to Starbucks and order a coffee, I go, you know, to order an Uber, it's immediate, it's seamless. I don't have to think about the payments experience. And that level of expectation is definitely there. And that's what the operators have to strive to attain. Is that expectation, that very high bar in terms of ease of use, seamlessness, and immediacy, both payments in and payments out around the big game.
Definitely. And if there's one thing I've learned with all of my conversations, both with you and all the other payment platforms, is that that's really kind of the crux of it, is like the today's consumer is so used to the digital experience with everything else. And like just getting that to the gaming industry is just such a titanic to try to turn around. And it's definitely a huge undertaking. And obviously it's a continuing evolution.
Yeah, and it also goes to the maturation of the industry. So when you go back in 2013, 2014,
certainly,
the early adopters will go through those hurdles, right? They'll take
yeah.
the extra steps. And now as the industry is more, you know, I would say it's a kind of approaching mass market, that set of consumers is less forgiving, right? The early adopters, they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure out how to make a deposit. They're gamblers, where this segment I would describe as more kind of the casual bettor.
Certainly.
They view it as more entertainment. And their bar, their expectation is against other experiences, entertainment experiences they have. Through their mobile device, and so they're less forgiving, as I would argue.
Definitely. And you know, it's just fascinating. I've had the opportunity to speak with, you know, figures from the gaming industry about a lot of big events that have happened over the last year, but this is very unique. It seems like even the people that have been around a long time are kind of like, they're holding on. They're like, let's just get through it and, you know, have a good time. So,
yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
You know, my team's not in it, so I'll just be curious to see the outcome and everything. I want to move now to a different topic. This is also could be its own thing. It's a huge topic, especially within the payment ecosystem, is fraud.
Yes.
So over the last 18 months, we've seen that the gaming industry has become a top three target per TransUnion in terms of a target for digital fraud. Again, this could be, I just want to be a broad kind of overarching here, but what has made gaming, especially digital gaming, such an attractive target for bad actors? And what do you think is the most important thing at this stage in 2024 that people need to do to protect themselves?
Yeah, so what makes it a target is that, you know, anytime there are vulnerabilities, certain fraudsters are going to come to it and exploit those vulnerabilities. And I would say within the gaming industry, there's a wide range when it comes to access to data, internal capabilities to be able to fight fraud. And so obviously some operators do it very well, other operators there's room for improvement. But really what goes to the core of an operator's ability to do that is access to data, right? Do they have the right data? Are they checking those card transactions against the broader database at large of the internet to try and catch fraud before it happens, right? So as an example, on our platform, we just partnered with a company called Certify,
okay,
which is a very large database that helps operators combat fraud. So we check those transactions before they come in to say, hey, you know, score that transaction. Is this fraud? Has it been seen associated with fraudulent activity elsewhere across the internet? Don't take that deposit, or it has. So it really comes down to providing the tools and the capability, the data, in a way that some of these smaller operators in particular can make sense of what's going on, because they don't have large teams of people kind of sitting there really analyzing all the transactions. They need something that's much more, you know, scalable, robust, that allows them to identify the transaction before they happen, the fraudulent transaction. So there's a lot of work still to be done. Larger operators are farther along, but the mid-market operators, they're very concerned about it. And that's why it's so critical when they choose a payment provider. I always say this, it's not about just processing the transaction.
Sure.
It's about the other tools that you have available to you through that platform to help you do things like fight fraud.
Definitely. And now, I don't want this to be like a loaded question because I know it's very touchy, but overall, would you just generally say that this issue, like as iGaming and sports betting are growing, do you think that this issue is being addressed at the same rate, or do you feel like we're maybe a little bit behind, we need to maybe catch up a little bit, or do you think we're kind of at a good pace?
I think we're at a good pace, and it's because fraud chargebacks, for example, that hits the bottom line of an operator.
Definitely.
It's like an immediate cost.
Yep.
And so there's definitely focus, I would say, just generalizing across the industry, you know, people trying to solve it, looking for answers to the questions. And that's where we really come in, is to help guide them and help direct them on what capabilities are available, how they should be setting up business rules, for example, to be able to, you know, catch fraud before it goes into the system. But it's definitely something that I would say it's, you know, top one or two items on people's list for sure.
Well, it's a game of cat and mouse, and there's billions of dollars at stake, so
oh, yeah.
It's an expensive game.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always great to talk to you. I want to get you out of here on this. I've been asking everyone this question, given that this is the last edition of ICE in London. What's your favorite part of the city, and what are you going to miss most coming here every year?
Well, I used to live here.
Really?
So,
okay,
yeah,
I did not know this.
Yeah,
okay.
So I lived here for a couple of years.
So you're probably like, you know.
I know. I always love any excuse I can get, especially when I can couple it with business, to come to London. I love it. It's a great city. It's beautiful. The architecture is beautiful. Obviously, a long history. So there's just so much to see and do that I always, any opportunity I get to come here, I definitely take it.
Definitely. Well, Leighton, again, this has been great. It's great
awesome.
To see you again. Thanks as always.
Yeah, great to see you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on the GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Pavilion Payments is the entertainment and gaming industry's biggest vertically integrated payment provider, offering solutions that create a simple, secure, and more effective way for patrons to wager and fund their play. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about Leighton, Pay Near Me, and all the important issues in gaming, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss an episode of the GGB podcast by subscribing on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.